Happy hump day, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Happy hump day, Trainer.
We made it!
Pew, 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 pew! Well, we made it to the hump. It's all downhill from here, y'all.
I was
going
to say, just throw your hands up and let's go!
Yes! And you know us, you know what we do best on the Colleen and Bradley Show, and that is to go deep in the shallow. And we've been going deep in the shallow of the Kim and Kanye divorce saga.
Because that's the story you want us to go deep in the shallow of. I know everybody out there is like, I want to hear about the Kardashians.
Is that what that sound is?
But you want to hear about the drama.
Yes.
Because it's better than the drama in your own lives. Okay?
It's true.
So this particular story, couple updates. I want you to know, well, let me just say nothing has changed.
Okay.
We're still in spin zone.
Why am I not surprised?
So when it comes to Kim and Kanye post-divorce, it's still in spin zone, meaning people are trying to tell us what to think about how their marriage ended.
And now, our position is stay vigilant, people. Stay vigilant.
Yeah, this is just all crap. So, but to talk about spin zone, like, what does spin zone mean? Like, what is that? Like, what does the reader, listener, person on the street need to remember when contemplating headlines about Kim and Kanye's demise?
It's important to remember that the messages that you're getting are coming from somewhere. And if you analyze the messages, it's easy. Well, we think it's easy. It's relatively easy to figure out where they're coming from and who stands to gain from them. Because lest you think this is just a relationship that is falling apart, nay, that would be just any old garden variety relationship. But this is a multi-billion dollar relationship that we are seeing fall apart before our very eyes. And there's a lot at stake.
Yeah.
And so it's important to pay attention to the headlines, read the report of the report, and figure out who it is who is feeding these stories to the tabloids.
So I want the listeners to do this for themselves, and then Colleen, you can back it up. People exclusive. Kim Kardashian felt Kanye West wasn't willing, quote unquote, to quote unquote compromise in their marriage, quote unquote. She is spending time with her mom, sisters, and hasn't been working. So this continues. Well, first of all, I said, listener, do the thing yourself. So listener, tell me what this People Exclusive tells me. Hold on.
Listen carefully.
Okay, yep, now that you've gotten it, for the one person out there who just joined us and is like, I don't know what that is. Colleen, what does that mean?
Well, first of all, it's making Kim Kardashian look good. And what this is saying is it wasn't her fault, you guys. It was Kanye's fault. He's not willing to do the work. Now, I would like to take issue with the subheading here. She is spending time with her mom, sisters, and hasn't been working. Mm. If you're a Kardashian,
I mean, AKA, this is her life.
And you're spending time with your mom and your sisters, that's work, okay?
Yeah, because it's all work.
A, B, W. Also, always she got four be kids. Working. Thank you.
And what? Even though most days she's probably not, you know, handling them up close and personal like you do with your children, you know, she's still got a handful is what I'm saying. So she's not just sitting on a, like, fainting couch going, oh, my marriage is over. Anyway, let me tell you the story. So a source, so we've got a source talking to People. Kim Kardashian is focusing on her well-being and the well-being, wait for it, of
her children.
Her four children amid her divorce, because that's what women do, while the man just kind of slinks about and looks forlorn because he's lost his way in the world. After nearly 7 years of marriage, she officially files for divorce. A source told People that Kim was with the family over the weekend, spending time with those closest to her, and she continues to deal with the split from her estranged husband. Quote, although Kim and Kanye have been separated for months, it was still very emotional for Kim to actually file for divorce. She spent the weekend taking care of herself and her kids. She is spending time with her mother and sisters and has been working. I thought she wasn't working.
Thank you.
And hasn't been working. Okay, so they lied. Anyway, she spent the weekend doing all that stuff. Everyone is supportive. Kim feels very lucky to be surrounded by such a large family.
Okay. Well, this is beautiful. This is a beautiful bucket of crap. Because it's all curated by Kris Jenner to try to make, to try to manipulate you into pouring your sympathy over poor Kim Kardashian. How hard. And I, can I just, I'm not going to go there.
What?
I don't know. I feel like it's really important for us to be thoughtful about how Kanye West is represented in this.
Oh, for sure.
And
because he is an actual person.
Yes.
And, despite what the media will have you think.
And we're not hearing from Kanye.
No.
We're only hearing about Kanye through the lens of the Kardashian Jenners.
Yeah, at least in the tabloids. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it's just really important to hold on to that. Well, and not make assumptions about what Kanye would and wouldn't do. Are you applauding me?
Well, kind of, but I'm also, like, I'm adding emphasis to what you're okay. saying.
Thank you. No, it's important for us to not assume anything about how Kanye is doing or what Kanye's role in this was.
So here, I want you guys to, I want you, all of you out there listening, this is a powerful medium, radio. So
it really
everyone
is.
Within the sound of my voice, I want you to just think to yourself, what feelings do you have about Kim and Kanye? Mm. Do perchance you have the feeling that Kim Kardashian had a lot to deal with when it came to Kanye West, and it was too much for her to handle, and it was getting in the way of her ability to raise her children, and she, you know, needed to stand up and, you know, pursue the things that were important to her, like her legal career? And then do you feel like Kanye West is a hot mess and a lot to handle and probably has some mental illness issues? And you feel like he had some really unfortunate comments? Well, okay, they were really, really unfortunate isn't the word. All of those feelings you probably have, like, I think I painted what the average person on the street is likely to think if they think at all about the Kardashian divorce. Everything I just told you is the product of a tabloid. It is not the product of actual
reality.
Because, and I know this because there is no reality that we're privy to that's not filtered through tabloids. What do tabloids do?
Polished turds. No,
they, yes, to sell advertising.
Yeah, they do. And they tell the story that the celebrity that benefits the celebrity in a salacious way that, to your point, sells advertising.
Yep. We, however, for what we do,
we're
is
truth
not,
tellers.
We're not selling we're not selling celebrities for advertising. We're selling you our take on that. Meaning, like, if I feel like if we're telling you to be more critical, that is a step beyond what any tabloid is having you do. And so I think it's always important to remember that what you think about something is probably just, and that goes for us because we fall into this. Like,
absolutely.
We'll see a headline like, oh, they finally filed for divorce. And he said, we used to do this. This is all we used to do.
Yeah. And then
was
we
just
saw
react.
The light.
And then we, you know, found ourselves, I'm not going to make biblical references for fear of offending people, but we had an experience. And it allowed us to see clearly without the shackles of scabs on our eyes,
no,
or whatever the
but it is true.
Is.
We really did. We started to pay a different kind of attention to what we were being
told. We just
did
math, people.
Well, we did. Well, can I just go in the Wayback Machine in Colleen and Bradley land?
Yeah.
We didn't realize that we were on to this when we started paying attention to it. So we used to, like you said, read tabloids and then just react to what the tabloids said.
Yeah.
And at one point,
I have a funny, pithy response to this story of the day.
Okay. But then we started to think it was funny. We started to think, well, this is so ridiculous. Like, what source called them up and said X, Y, and Z? So we would pretend that we knew the source and we would laugh. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. But we didn't realize that what was happening within us was an awakening to the truth. But we were starting to understand. Oh my goodness.
Hi, it's the truth here.
Yeah. Hey, come in. Sit down. Sit a spell. Please wear your mask. We realized that all along we were being sold something. And then that's how you've arrived at the Colleen and Bradley show as it is now. Many of you have gone on this journey with us.
The tabloids are toxic.
It is toxic.
And we're here to clean up the toxic waste.
Yes.
And truly, it's not to say, also, here's the other truth. So on the other side of the flip coin, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Kim and Kanye's divorce. And the takeaway is, so if you're like, well, okay, now you just told us why you're fabulous. Awesome. That's a wonderful trick you just did. thank you for listening, because I need to be validated today. But there is some actual knowledge in there, which is what we can say we know, despite it not being in specifics about how this divorce went down, is that Kris Jenner and or the persons responsible for supporting the Kardashian empire are furiously flooding tabloids with their spin. Mm-hmm. In the same way that politicians do when they're trying to get their message out.
Right.
And again, let us do the work for you. We look at headlines all day, and all of the headlines are telling you the same thing. And all the alleged sources are telling you the same thing, essentially, which is that Kim is like sitting back and trying to get her life back together and on track, and she's with her family, and Kanye is just kind of like ambling about, not saying anything.
Right.
So at least we can actually say we know something. It's just not what the tabloids want you to think you know.
And I do just want to, before we move on to the dirt alert with Elizabeth Reese, I do just want to kind of put a fine point on the fact that the Kardashians presently have more to gain by manipulating our understanding of what's going on, because they're still selling their reality show.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. Thank you. And by the way, the last season, and then what? The first season of a whole new experience that we don't even know anything about yet.
Exactly. And that's why their spin machine works in overdrive, because the public perception of what's going on behind closed doors is exactly what drives the eyeballs to the show, the quote reality show that is not reality at all. And so that's why you can bet your bottom dollar that this is Kris Jenner's spin machine working in overdrive. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, thank you, America.
The Eagle of Truth.
It is the Eagle of Truth. When we come back, Elizabeth Reese is joining us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The stupendous Elizabeth Reese has joined us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Nice to be with you today.
And also with you.
I love it. Let's talk about Tiger Woods, okay? This is the top story everywhere that we're continuing to follow today, that he is recovering from major surgery after a high-speed car crash. He was awake, responsive, and recovering in the hospital, according to a statement on his Twitter account. After that crash near LA, this happened yesterday morning, and apparently his SUV crossed a median, veered across two lanes of a road before hitting a curb, hitting a tree, and then landing on its side in the brush.
I mean, listen, we looked at everybody's seen the photograph of the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is remarkable that he walked away.
But
that he made it away from that.
So he remained conscious and calm, but sustained serious leg injuries. He underwent a lengthy emergency surgery on his lower right leg and ankle. And the leg fractures were comminuted, meaning the bone was broken into more than two parts.
No, thank you.
And open, meaning the bone was exposed to open air.
The worst.
Those are bad breaks.
Not even a little bit interested in that program.
I know. Orthopedic trauma specialists inserted a rod into his tibia to stabilize both the tibia and the fibula bones, and then stabilize the foot and the ankle bones with a combination of screws and pins. Isn't this amazing? This is when you talk about like what Western medicine does best, which is, if you get in a car crash and you need things reattached,
they can reattach them.
They can do it. It's amazing.
They can reattach a lot.
Mm. It's incredible.
I will say, I did find it incredibly fascinating that a lot of people seem to be obsessed with, I mean, I know why, trust, but that people, like, the thing I kept hearing yesterday was, will he be able to play golf again?
That's all anybody thinks about.
And I'm like, dudes.
I know.
Like, I think right now he's more concerned with, like,
Living?
Will I be able to A, live? He's probably going to live. B, will I be able to walk?
Right.
And like C, will I be able to like run with my, you know, he has a child, right?
Kids. Two kids.
Yeah. Run with my children. Like, I kind of feel like, I mean, yes, of course, that's a part of the thing at some point. But like, maybe 5 minutes from now, we can think about that.
Let's and not like
immediately after, like,
let's not the put accident. The golf cart before the horse.
Yeah,
right?
That's the truth. That is Thank the truth. So if you wonder what kind of car he was driving, this is what I always wonder about, particularly with stuff like this. Like, when it's someone really wealthy, was it like a super fast sports car, you know? Turns out it was a Genesis GV80, which is...
I don't even know what that is.
It's Hyundai's luxury brand.
Oh.
And listen, I mean, I've got a... My brother-in-law and my sister-in-law both got a Hyundai, and they are very nice.
Well, see, here's what I... It's funny that you're... Because my thing is, I'm like, okay, well, you know, he, again... he did not walk away from this crash, but he made it out.
Survived.
Well, and they're
survived
saying, this crash. So I'm like, tell me about the safety about elements.
Well, and this car has a host of safety features that they say may have helped to save his life. That this the cabin of the vehicle was more or less intact. The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. But the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what otherwise would have been a fatal crash. That's according to the LA County Sheriff. I mean, it really, you kind of think like safety features are like a nerdy thing to think about, but you really want them present when you're in a car. So it's the GV80. It's a new model. It's Genesis's first SUV. It has a base retail price of $48,900. And it comes equipped with a slew of safety features, including a 10 airbag system.
Okay, now I'm looking at it.
Now you're looking at this car. You know, I mean, that's expensive, but that's not like crazy expensive for a new SUV. I mean, have you ever looked at how much a Tahoe costs? I'm like,
no.
I am like, how is everyone driving a Tahoe? Do you know how much these are?
I see Tahoes on the road. Like I drive a minivan, so I'm really... You know, mostly interested in minivans.
I just see a lot of brand new Tahoes. And one day I was like, oh, well, those look like nice cars. Maybe I'll look into what that would be. And then I was like, oh, it's like $90,000.
And, you know, the other lie is that, like, because people are like, oh, yeah, no, I got a really good deal on a whatever. And I'm like, I think you're just living beyond your means, because the math that I've done does not work out in my favor. And I ain't paying that much a month for a car.
Listen, I'm into super used, nice cars that are very well loved. My car's 10 years old, and I am perfectly happy driving it until it's 20 years old. Yep. So I'm going to keep it going. But anyway, if you're interested in that car, I have a feeling, now this is, I think sales of that car are going to skyrocket.
Probably.
Because of this.
Yeah.
Which is a sad reason, but it's also a good reason because it saved his life. Yeah, and no so kidding. It's like... I don't know. What more proof do you want that the car really works in a crash? There you go. I feel mixed about that, but I just had to share it with you. Okay, let's talk about the royals, shall we? Prince William and Duchess Kate are appalled by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's sit-down interview. That's the headline from Us Weekly today.
Womp.
Of course they are.
They're appalled at the decision to air their grievances in a televised interview. Here's what the insider says. It's just beyond the pale for William and Kate. Especially in light of the dreadful timing with Prince Philip in the hospital.
I do love all the British English right now using.
Thinking it's really
they're
good.
Aghast.
Beyond the pale, dreadful timing, and they're utterly aghast.
I do like the word dreadful.
So do I. It's wonderful. I got to start saying beyond the pale.
I feel like they think all of those things, you know, unfairly or not, mostly because they didn't get to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot to say that they haven't been able to say.
I know.
Let's be clear about the bizarre... Mm-hmm. world of royalty that I wish I could be inside of.
Again, this interview is going to air on Sunday, March 7th. It's the sit down with Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and Oprah Winfrey.
I did read a headline, and I did not go on to read the rest of the article. And I would like to say that in full disclosure. But the headline said something along the lines of, they will address the awkwardness of the royal family.
Oh.
Which I'm like, I'm here for that.
I'm so
well,
going to watch
this. Their addressing is like, every family is awkward.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Like,
it's just
look
amplified.
At your own family and you will be able to tell me in an instant where
families
the awkward
are rough,
lies.
Man. Families are rough.
It's such an example. Like when people get horrified at the idea that William and Harry have gotten in a fight and maybe had periods in their life where they don't get along very well. I would like you to look at your family everybody has that in their family.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't have the privilege of, you know, eons of importance such that the outside world wants to get all up in it.
And maybe maybe they're letting it out. Unlike, you know, a lot of German Lutherans around here, we just shove it down.
Same with the Norwegians. That's what we do.
We just shove it down. Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about your feelings.
No, and then all
don't
the
even
feelings.
Have them.
You've
actually.
Got like some digestive problems.
My mother always said, feelings are treasures, so bury them. That's she didn't say that. I stole it. It's a movie line.
That's really good.
I love it.
Oh, I love it, you guys. All right. Thanks for having me. Nice
Elizabeth
to be with
Reese,
you.
You're the best. Thank you for that dirt
alert. Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, our friend Donna Valentine is going to is she going to join us today?
I think so.
I sure
She's
hope so.
She's supposed to be with us all week.
Because we're going to solve some mysteries, and we do that in the form of blind items. They're juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. She's going to help us solve those mysteries when we come back on My Talk 107.1. Oh, get your flip-flops on. It is nice outside. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Pew, pew.
And,
She is there.
Was that a little Donna Valentine I heard? Because it's time for us to solve some mysteries, and we do that in the form of blind items, which Bradley has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
All right, juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. It's up to you two today, Colleen and the fair Valentine Donna. I think it's just Donna Valentine.
Valentine, comma, Donna.
to decide who and what and where and when and why we are talking about these blind items. Okay. Ready?
I think I am.
Okay. Yes.
First item up for bid. The parent company went through the motions of an investigation of this online and on-air tabloid. It looks like it was all for show and nothing will happen to any of the executives.
Ooh. Online and on-air tabloid. I'm going to start there. Would that be like a TMZ?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and the parent company... I guess I don't
Is it
really...
that media? That whatever media...
it's a media company.
No, it's... Do they own the Inquirer?
No, it's not that company that you're thinking of.
Okay. Is it like a...
It's a very big media company.
Like a Disney?
Nope.
Like an NBC type of situation?
Like a Viacom.
That's all, folks.
Oh,
Looney Tunes.
I don't even know if that's the same company as Elmer Fudd or Yankee Doodle. So what was his name?
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, well, close enough. Warner Media.
Sure. Okay.
So here's a headline from all the way back because let me read this and then we'll discuss. Warner Media went through the motions of an investigation of this online and on-air tabloid, TMZ. It looks like it was all for show and nothing will happen to any of the executives.
Did that have something to do with the Harvey Levin being a bad boss controversy?
Yeah. And also there's another controversy attached to Warner Media that they were going to investigate. Ellen.
Oh.
And the TMZ newsroom.
Yes.
So here's a headline from back in September. Warner Media CEO Kilar vows accountability and stuff amid misconduct reports at Ellen and TMZ.
So, interesting.
I'm not aware of these misconduct reports at TMZ.
I think they kind of got brushed under the rug a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mostly because the outlet that would be reporting that kind of stuff couldn't report it because it was them.
Right.
But there were some, there were really like low hum rumbles of people talking about kind of how abusive Harvey Levin is in the office, in the TMZ newsroom.
Boy, they make it look real fun.
Right?
It says BuzzFeed also did a deep dive earlier in the month into TMZ's newsroom culture, where former employees alleged accounts of misogyny and racism and said that there was an unchecked abuse of power.
Yeah.
This kind of is starting to ring a bell, actually.
Oh, yeah. Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Blinded by the Item.
All right, figure out this blind item, ladies.
Okay.
One of the things not mentioned about this now-deceased former A-list teen actor is a situation when he was well underage and was living with a former couple who are today A-plus-listers.
Wow. One of the things not mentioned
about a now-deceased
A-list teen actor.
So how far back are we going? Because I'm thinking like Corey Monteith.
Oh.
You need to go back further.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to say there's a reason you're warm, but not really.
Brittany.
So like the name you just said is warm, but not really.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So go back further, not.
Yeah, you need to go back further.
Brittany. Brittany?
Brittany? Okay. Oh.
She's alive.
Oh, no, she means Brittany.
That Brittany. The younger. Yes.
Oh, Murphy.
Murphy.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
No, further back.
Okay.
Holy
I think, God. Actually, I don't know when. It's a he.
River Phoenix?
You're getting warmer.
What? Okay. River Phoenix.
Actually, he died in 2010.
River Phoenix did?
No.
Oh, I was okay. Oh my gosh.
No, the person we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, Corey Haim?
Oh, yes, remember I said you were warm, but not for the reason you think. Yep. So Corey, but not Corey.
Got it. Okay. All right. So Corey Haim is the teen actor.
And now you need to figure out.
Living with a former couple who are now A-plus.
So they used to be a couple, and they're not anymore, but they are currently both A-plus listers.
Mm. Could it be someone like a Will and Jada? Oh, no, they're together.
They're still together.
They're together. My bad. Could it be a Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
No, but I don't want to say you're getting closer, but to that era, she is married and actually has been in the news recently and has like a very famous husband as well, who's also an actor, who's also, I would say, an A-plus lister or maybe an A-lister because he doesn't really do anything, but she's active. She's going to be doing like a reboot. Emphasis on the boot.
Oh man.
Like
Jesus
boots.
Hurts. Boots. Like this like is hard.
She
Bradley.
Might not only act but do something with boots.
Sarah Michelle. No, I mean Sarah.
Yes!
Jessica Parker.
And I lost my ding just now, so I'm just gonna do that. So yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker and former
they're
still married.
They're still married.
Yeah, not nope.
Matthew Broderick. So not him.
Nope.
Who was she with?
So if I said to you,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, that was a ding. That's supposed to be a ding.
Oh. It sounded like a buzz.
I lost my ding,
but it was a ding.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll have to get it in the break.
Get your ding back. Get your ding back, Bradley.
Shall I read this for you?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the things not mentioned about Corey Haim is a situation when he was well underage and was living with Sarah Jessica Parker and Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Nothing. We don't get answers. We just get more questions, Donna. That's what blind items do.
Like, that's can be very damaging.
Yes. Well, I mean...
Okay.
That's nasty.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Blinded by
the item. Do you want an easy... I'm just going to do an easy one, and then maybe we'll do a harder one, because
okay,
we got time.
Like
here we go. You're going to get this in no time, you guys. This A-minus list actress is a good actress. But for some reason, though, when it comes to the showmance, we would call it a publationship, she's having with the athlete, she can't quite figure out how to do it, and is doing a pretty awful job.
Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's correct. Okay, fill in the blank.
So Shailene Woodley is a good actress, but for some reason, when it comes to her relationship with Aaron Rodgers, she cannot figure out how to do it and is doing an awful job.
I agree.
I kind of think, yes, if you watch that interview of her talking to Fallon, Jimmy Fallon. You're kind of like, she's hiding something.
Yeah. What she's hiding is that this is a contract.
Oh, man.
And there's bearding happening, maybe. Bearding. I don't know. But can I just, I really quickly, before we move on, I want to say I watch a show called Flack on Amazon. Is it on Amazon? Yeah, I think it's on Amazon Prime. And it stars, oh, darn it. Oh, gosh. She was a child actor. She was in The Piano.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yep, she's fantastic. Yep. You know her name.
Yep.
You all know it inside. I can't come up with it right now. Anyway.
Anna Paquin?
That's it. Yep. And it's basically about like a PR firm. I mean, it's about a lot of things, but she works for a PR firm and it's basically about like how they fix the media.
Oh my God.
I want everybody to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Because it is exactly what we talk about.
Perfect.
And this kind of scenario that we're talking about with Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers is exactly what they do. Okay, next blind item. Thank you.
One more for the road. I'm not going to do the really long one. We just don't have time. Maybe we'll get to it later in the week because it's a doozy. However, this piece of blind item gossip goes as follows. This former A-list celebrity slash reality star slash talk show host, who would also sometimes act, is cheating on her more famous husband with a coworker.
Ooh.
Her more famous husband?
Yeah. And I would almost debate that, but I think ultimately, you can make a convincing argument that he is more famous, but they're not far apart.
A-list celebrity reality star talk show host.
So I was thinking of Bethany Frankel, but I don't.
Somebody Rachel did make Ray. That. Somebody did make that argument in the comments, by the way, Donna, so you're not okay. alone. And no, Colleen, I heard you.
I didn't hear you.
I Colleen. Didn't acknowledge.
I said Rachel Ray.
She said Rachel Ray. I mean, Rachel wrong.
Yeah. Okay, A-list celebrity.
So she does a lot of things. She's one of those people we like to eye roll at, and she has frequently made our D-bag segment.
Oh.
Does she, is she a talk show host on like The View or something?
Do you know, I don't know if she was, I think for some reason I feel like she might have been, had a turn on The View, but I don't know.
Okay.
And I don't care to Google it because we don't have time and I don't care that much.
Oh my gosh.
I know this is like, I don't know why this is so
hard.
He's
got like he's super popular now, but he's got like a side business. He's got a family that's famous.
So this is the ex or the person the, she's no, cheating
together.
With?
Her
this,
current together, husband. Her husband.
Her current husband, more famous than
so
she.
So she's really popular in a medium very similar to ours.
Jenny McCarthy.
Robin Wait, Quivers.
Yes, that's right.
Ding dong.
Oh. And, oh. This was supposed to be a ding.
And Donnie
Wahlbergers. Yeah. Okay. So quickly, Jenny McCarthy is cheating on Donnie Wahlberg with a coworker. Allegedly, supposedly, according to blind items.
And yes, I think she did do a turn, even if it was.
Yeah, it sounds
temporarily
familiar, right?
On The View. Yeah.
Yes, because she talked about Barbara Walters not.
Yes,
being very
that's
nice.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Donna, Barbara alone.
Duana, thank you for doing the blind items.
Thanks,
Duana.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
Thank you. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time for me to drop a bomb. I don't Ooh. Like George Clooney, and we're going to talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so I'm going to drop that bomb again. I have decided that I don't really like George Clooney.
Oh my God, why?
I know.
Of all days.
Why today? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And I think, like, my BS meter goes off every single time I read an article about George Clooney.
Okay, how so?
And
like, give me an example.
What I don't
mean?
Really know
about?
If it's because it's 2021 and I just have, like, a low tolerance or what. But, you know, it started, honestly, with the whole Flo-Bee conversation. I just was like, audible eye roll.
So you were just like, I'm not buying it.
Not at all. And then I read this report of a report. So this actually is a report from Yahoo Life about the interview that George Clooney did with W's Best Performances issue.
Okay.
And he's opening up about leaning into hands-on parenting during the pandemic. And I'm like, okay, I'll bite. What is George Clooney going to say about hands-on parenting during the pandemic? And here's what I want you to focus on, okay? Don't visualize the very attractive George Clooney, like, you know, self-deprecating, laughing at his own jokes and, like, winking and, like, trying to charm everybody in the room, okay? Don't picture him. Just listen to the stuff he says, okay? So he says the lockdown. His 3-year old, his boy twin Alexander, has asthma, and so the family has really been careful during the coronavirus.
Yeah,
pandemic.
I do remember that. Yeah,
right. So he says, "quote I'll tell you what I've taken on as a hobby: 2 or 3 loads of laundry a day, dishes all bleeping day because these kids are all slobs." And then he said, and apparently you have to wash your children every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah, like here he is trying to be cute, right? Like, yeah. Did you know kids are just a bunch of bleeping slobs? Then he goes on to say, I cut my son's hair. I cut my own hair, too.
Blobby.
Mm-hmm. But I've always cut my own hair. My hair is like straw. I haven't cut my daughter's hair. I'd get in trouble if I did. My daughter looks gorgeous. Her hair is very long. If I screw up my son's hair, he'll grow out of it. But my wife would kill me if I touched my daughter's hair. I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay, are you feeling what I'm feeling?
I mean, what I'm hearing is just sounds very boilerplate-y, yes. Very cookie cutter.
Well, it's like, okay, so this is what I decided. And again, like, I know he's George Clooney, but I do just think we've always been snowed by his, like, attractive, like, silver fox, like,
you're
wink,
just not
wink.
Having it. You're like, let's tear down the icons, the celebrity. I'm here for it, by the way.
I'm more like, okay, you're a human being. Like, be a human. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear, what you think I think is funny.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. I'm not.
Well,
I don't want to play.
I don't show up for these kinds of things. So I get why it's frustrating because I don't think you really do either. You're not going like flippity flip. Oh, what's George Clooney up
right.
to? Oh, he's just like me. He's having a rough time too at his Lake Geneva.
Cuomo.
Or Lake Cuomo, wherever. Some lake I ain't got house on.
On some sort of Italian lake.
Also, it must be hard to keep everybody inside during a pandemic in his life because they just sit on their private property mm-hmm. that, you know, could house thousands. But no, so yeah, I'm here for that. I just, I'm just enjoying why it tripped your light fantastic today.
Now I'm going to finish this whole thing. I'm going to put the cherry on the sundae because this is where it gets real distasteful for me.
Ooh, now we're going to get distasteful.
Well, this is from a story in AARP magazine about his efforts to give his twins a sense of normalcy. He said, I didn't want like weird bleep names for our kids. They're going to already have enough trouble. It's hard being the son of somebody famous and successful. Okay, then he goes on.
It's hard for them.
Paul Newman's son killed himself.
Oh, no!
No,
no, no, no!
Oh, no,
no,
no! He's not done.
Oh, no!
He's not done. Gregory Peck's son killed himself. Bing Crosby had 2 sons that killed themselves. I have
what
an advantage.
Is he doing,
I know.
George, no.
I have an advantage because I'm so much older that by the time my son would feel competitive, I'll literally be gumming bread. Okay, so now do you hear it? Do you hear what I'm trying to say? He's trying to be funny, but when you listen to his words, he's a full-blown Richard. And what I mean by that is the nickname. I'm sorry, and I should have like given it a full-blown trigger warning before I said that.
These are 2 different conversations I would just like to clarify for you. These are 2 different, like, one is, like, he's just being a celebrity.
Right.
This is, like, next level, like, why you gotta bring somebody's dead, you know, son into the mix?
And when you hear, like, when you...
To justify that you gave your kids normal names
so
because...
So I read
that... That is some next level stuff.
It's asinine, right? I read it, and then he is toxic. I read it, and then I thought of George Clooney... You know, with his like half smile, like saying that. And I thought, I really don't like you. I've decided I don't like him. Come with me. Join me, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really
a big Clooney fan.
No, because he is sort of that old school, or I should say, he has tried to inhabit this old school celebrity construct that I'm not really here for unless you're a diva and your name is like Barbara Streisand. So
yeah,
I mean,
it's just gross.
I'm not going to his dinner party anyway.
Well,
but thanks for reminding me why.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, okay, let's get all HGTV up in here. What's your favorite HGTV show and why? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this.